Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott. Random question, how many emails are in your inbox?
I have 11,752.
6,787 emails.
483 emails.
I think it's about 6,000.
I have 12,556 emails right now.
Add to that my 13,914 and yours and that of millions of other users, all of our Instagram and Flickr photos, Facebook posts, tweets, documents. Where do you think all this stuff lives? The cloud. Yes, the cloud. It's fluffy shorthand for the online data storage most of us use every day, but it's really just a bunch of loud, hot data centers scattered all over the country. The thousands of special computers at each of those data centers consume a lot of power. As Zach Seward reports, researchers at Villanova University are experimenting with one way to make the whole thing more energy efficient, by putting waste back to work.
The elevator just arrived in the lobby of a vacant 80s-era office building right on the main line in Devon. Al Ortega, a Villanova mechanical engineering professor and vice president for research, steps in and hits four.
It kind of feels to me like when we come in here, we're working on top-secret research that nobody can know anything about.
It's not, actually. We step out of the elevator and into an old corporate data center with just a few racks of servers and tidy bundles of red, blue, and yellow cables dangling from the ceiling.
Ta-da! Doesn't this look high-tech?
What you're hearing right now are the fans on the back of a server that's about the size of a pizza box.
Multiply that by about 1,000 times, and that's what your typical data center sounds like nowadays. It's like walking into a factory where they're manufacturing jet engines.
Computers get hot, and traditionally, air has done the job of cooling them. You've probably felt a hot cell phone or some other overused gadget. That heat is not friendly to the chips inside. So, on the scale of a data center, cooling becomes a very big deal. What Ortega and his colleague Amy Fleischer are doing is working to capture the heat that these computers spit out and turn it into fresh electricity.
Yeah, I think if you were to ask someone, you know, waste heat capture, you could sort of picture a giant vacuum sucking up hot air, and that's definitely not what is happening here.
Right, we're just talking about hot water here. We're heating up fluid as it comes across a chip, and we're using that hot system to generate electricity.
That's right. It starts with cooling servers with fluid. Fleischer says that's a growing trend in high-power data centers using liquid cooling instead of air. What the Villanova system starts with is a tiny boiler that turns that cooling liquid into steam that can then make electricity.
Exactly. We're going to capture that heat, and then we're going to use that heat to run a turbine, and the turbine will create electricity that then can return back into the system.
Ultimately making a more efficient system that will save data centers money.
It won't, of course, supply all of the electricity needs of the data center, but anything that we can do to take a certain amount off the grid and off the national demand is wonderful. And if we can create electricity out of the waste heat that's coming off the servers anyway, this is just an economic benefit for everybody concerned.
Fleischer's talking about turning maybe half of the wasted heat into something useful, be it for power or running cooling systems for buildings. Last year, data centers nationwide consumed over 2% of the country's power, which, according to a recent report, is enough electricity to run all of New York City's households twice over. There are millions of data centers in the U.S., from your office's server closet down the hall to the giant middle-of-nowhere warehouses from the likes of Google, Facebook, and Amazon, the kind that Ortega has trekked to.
In the middle of the potato fields were these enormous data centers. There's the cloud. It was so disappointing. I was expecting this, you know, ethereal experience. In fact, I found a big box store-looking building.
New data centers from web giants are actually quite efficient, but all your Facebook photos and Gmail accounts still take lots of electricity to store. Experts say the bigger problem may be the army of smaller corporate data centers that tend to waste far more power. That's why the Villanova test facility represents such an energy-saving opportunity.
They all have the same problem. They run hot, you know, and they need to be cool.
The work by Ortega and Fleischer at Villanova is still in the very early stages. It's funded by the National Science Foundation and supported by a few industry partners. Dennis Szymanski, an expert who studies data center energy efficiency at the Electric Power Research Institute, says the effort is one of just a few looking to put waste heat back to work.
These are all good techniques, and we ought to take a look at, you know, using them, you know, where it's appropriate and where you can actually get benefit from, you know, all of the heat and power that's being put into the data centers, to not just, you know, blow it outside and, you know, warm up the air outside, you know, to use it to warm up the rest of the building.
Another expert, however, says the Villanova approach is far from practical. Mark Branfitt, an independent consultant who works with utilities on data center energy efficiency, says repurposing waste heat is very low priority for data center operators. Cutting back energy usage on the front end is easier.
It's just far more effective from a cost-saving standpoint to go after the power savings rather than try and reclaim the waste stuff off the back end.
Back at Villanova, Al Ortega admits this is a project focused on the long term.
Data center operators are getting more sophisticated. This whole industry is getting more energy conscious. What we're working on here at Villanova and in our center are advanced concepts well beyond what is currently being instituted in the industry.
The energy-consuming monster that is the cloud is only getting bigger, and attempts to slim down its massive appetite for power will only multiply as our hunger for data keeps growing. For The Pulse, I'm Zach Seward.
Zach Seward is a Pulse alum and now the editor-in-chief of Technically, a network of local tech news sites.